Well, as I say, this is a chapter about the impossible happening. Just to give you in a very short summary, the prophet Jeremiah was in prison, reminding us of what happened to the apostle Paul when he was in prison, shut up. It seemed all hope was gone, but the Lord worked. Despite the fact that his own king, Zedekiah, hated his prophecy, he didn't like the prophecy that there would be total defeat. He didn't like the honest, true words that were being spoken. So his own king puts him in prison. Jeremiah is told by the Lord, go and buy a piece of land. And we read it together. Quite a lot is made of buying a piece of land from his cousin. What on earth has this got to do with us? Well, it's a prophecy. Buy this piece of land, take lots of evidence to show the people that it really has been bought, and the promise is that once you've been defeated and you've gone into captivity, when the captivity is over, there will be buying and selling of the land again. That seemed impossible. It seemed they would be in captivity forever. But what's happening is that Jeremiah is saying, if I obey, if I trust the promises of God, even though to my feeble mind, my rational mind, they seem to be impossible, I can be sure. If God says it, they will happen. And we have this wonderful prayer. Just as defeat looms, he's going to obey. He will act in faith, even though it seems impossible. In his prayer, there are 12 aspects of God's character mentioned. Just to run them through briefly, verse 17, he speaks about the Creator God. That's right at the beginning. How easily people forget that nowadays. He speaks about the powerful God with an outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. He's reminding himself of what God is like. He then goes on, the God of impossibilities. Nothing is too hard. He speaks about the loving kindness which is shown to thousands. He speaks about the fact that God is just, verse 18. He does reward us sometimes after our sin. He speaks about the mighty God, the God of hosts like a mighty army. And he has a great name. He says he's great in counsel. That means he's totally fair. Everything he does is completely fair. He only treats us according to our sin when that's what we deserve. And most of the time he doesn't treat us according to our sin. It says he's mighty in deeds in verse 19. And then he says, this is the God that sees us. Here's a term here just to dwell on. He gives everyone according to his ways. There's no contradiction. He sees our choices. He sees when we make poor choices. And he says, well, you'll have to live with the consequences. He gives to everyone according to his ways, his roads, his paths, his choices, and according to the fruit of his doings. This is the God of kindness, but also the God of justice. He's rehearsing the attributes of God. That's partly what we do when we pray. We don't just ask. We remind ourselves of who is the God that we pray to. This is God-centered prayer. Do we hear that today? Or is it me, me, me? Bless me, bless me, bless me. That's often what prayer is like. And it's good to ask, but we need to remind ourselves why God will answer. Then he says in verse 19, he'll bless us according to our works. And then in verse 21. Here's the God that gives evidence. Is this something that God has done before? Oh, yes. He delivered his people in the first captivity, not in Babylon, but in Egypt. And he did it with signs and wonders and a stretched out hand and with great terror, the plagues. And so the God who promised a release from captivity, and the God that released them and fulfilled his promise in the promised land, is the one that will fulfill his promises again. Look at this astonishing verse. The Lord says what Jeremiah has said to the Lord. He echoes back. He says, "Nothing is too hard for me. I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" It's a rhetorical question. Of course there isn't. He's proved it 1,000 times before. So Jeremiah has acted in faith, and now that he prays, his prayer is fulfilled. Then came the word of the Lord to Jeremiah. "Jeremiah, I've heard, and I will answer. Nothing is too hard for me. I am the God of all flesh. I am in control. I'm sovereign. And even the sinful deeds of the people of God and the sinful deeds of the enemies of God will be used in God's mysterious providence to fulfill things that God desires, to restore his people once more, so that verse 44, once again land will be freely bought and sold, as that little example was just an illustration of. Jeremiah's faith is rewarded. The prayer is heard. Indeed, nothing is too hard for the Lord. What an impetus to pray. We've prayed for many things and we've had many, many answers to prayer. We'll remind ourselves of something.